The Mechaber in Siman Tofnun Aleph, Sifir Aleph says, Machvas Shemitagnin, Pirush, a frying pan that you fry in, Pirush Yotskin Ba Shemin L'Ofoisai. You pour oil in it to fry. Muteres Bahagola, you're allowed to do Hagola with this Tekash, this frying pan. Now, this is what we're up to now. Vimhi Arucha, what happens if it's a very long type of utensil? And it doesn't fit, the whole thing doesn't fit in this pot. So what do?
Cut it in half.
Okay. So for those who don't want to cut it in half, they have another possibility, another solution. Meisim chatzea, you put in half. V'hoifich oid u'meisim chatzea hacher. You put in half, and you take it out, and dip in the other half. Okay. What about if it's so long that still, even after you switch both sides, you had the middle, which you missed, right? You stuck in half, then the other side, but you still missed the middle. Milabno be'emsa. In the middle part, you do libun. The libun to the little part. The middle, not little. Middle part. Ubelibun kol dehu shakash nisaf alav sagi lay. Now, which level of libun is one required to do? We said libun kal, the lower status of libun, where the straw would be burnt if it would come in contact with it. The Rama continues that there are those who are machmir to do libun on the machvas, on the frying pan. In other words, the mechaber said to do hagala with the frying pan. Why hagala? Because there's oil there. So if there's a liquid, it was used with the liquid, kasher with the liquid. The Rama says there are those that are machmir to do libun on the frying pan. Ach belibun kol dehu dahainush Yusuf alav kashmi v'chutz sagi. Now, which level of libun? We're saying the libun of kal, libun kal. Correct, the lower level. V'noyegin alavna b'lechatchila. And the minig is, according to the Rama, to do libun lechatchila. Mio, however, sagi li b'hagolim ein boy gumois. If there are no holes or cracks in this pot, then Hagola would be appropriate as well to kasha this machvas. Now, let's see the Mishnah Rura in the Siv Katan Samach Vav. The Yesh Machmir Lalabein HaMachvas. There are those that's number 66 in the English in the bottom. There are those who are machmir to do libun. Why is that? The Lefamim Nisyabesh Hashuman. Because there are times when the shuman, the oil, dries up, the liquid is gone. V'ha'isa nefes be'en ala machvas, and then the dough is baking directly on the pan. That process is called ur, fire. It's directly through the fire. So then you would have to kasher it with libun. In regards to Erev Shabbos Kodesh, I think it's only appropriate to discuss cholent. Okay? Now, I'm not serving on cholent now, so don't get too excited, but okay. No kishko or potato kugel in it. But the question is like this. Cholent, which is chomesek cholent, and how do you clean the pot? How do you clean the pot? Do you kasher the pot through hagala, or do you kasher the pot through libun? So Rav Yashiv Zechet Tzadik Levracha says she'afim eina misyavesh elu lefamim. Even though the cholent pot only gets dry sometimes, because I guess it depends. You know, I have one of my children. She likes a liquidy cholent. Yeah, she's only 8 years old, but she a liquidy cholent. So okay, I know the recipe now for you. So she likes a liquidy cholent. By her, if it would have to be kashered, that would require hagala. Because there's a liquid. But Rav Yashiv is saying, what happens if your liquidy chon is not always so liquidy? And sometimes she looks at it, oh, where's the liquid? So I say, put some water, you know, take a drink, you know, and wash it down. Because there are times that it's dry. If the chon is a dry chon, then it's baking, it's cooking directly on the wall of the pot. However, Rav Nissen Karel, it says, Shekeven Shah Maichol, since the food doesn't all totally dry up, then you could use Hagala. So according to Rav Nissen Karelitz Shlita, all you have to do to kash the chalon pot, because the liquid is not totally dried up in there, is, I was reading, by the way, from the Dershua edition, not in the regular Mishnah Brura, is, oh, we'll take a question in a second, is to do Hagala, according to Eliyashiv, since there are times, like we just saw in the Mishnah Brura, that if the dough gets stuck to the frying pan, you'd have to do Libun, Lechatchila, so too, Rav Eliyashiv says, according to this, it would make sense as well to do Libun on the crock pot, on the chont, yes. Continue with Sifkon Samach Zayin. Miu, Sagile, it's enough to do Hagala, even though Lechatchila it's best to do Libun. If Hagala is done, it's also sufficient. Ratzaloimar Medina, Mikra Din, from the letter law, Hagala works. He concludes that one should do Libun. Libun, not Hagala. Okay, let's continue now to Sif Yud Beis. Kol HaKelim Tzarech Lahagil Yiseida Yidoiseihem K'moyson. All of the Kelim, you had to kasha the Yodois. What does the Yodois mean? It's the handles. A Yad is a hand. So you have the handle of the pot. The question is like this, okay? May I borrow that cup a second?
Absolutely.
Thank you. I'm not going to drink it. Don't worry. Okay, now, this is the handle over here. So the cup itself, or the pot, let's say, right? That's very understandable. The contents inside, the cup. What does this have to do with anything? What about the hand? Or let's say it's on the side, on the extending over there. Or the frying pan has a long extending handle. What does that have to do with the contents inside the pot? Says the Mechaber, thank you. Says the Mechaber, Kol HaKelim, all Kelim, Sarich LaHagil, you have the kasher as well, Yidoseihem K'moyson, just like the body of the pot has to be kashered, the handle as well. Says the Mishnah Ruah Sifkon Samaches on the bottom first. Kol HaKelim, Mishum, why? Why do you have to kasher the handles? Shekish Nishtamish Chametz Begufa Kli, Bechamin, because when you use the chametz with the actual kli itself, with a hot temperature, Amrinon Dahoyle Chablia Bekuloi, we say that the taste is absorbed in the whole entire pot, including the handle. Achein Mishum Tamze, for this reason alone, Loi Hoye Shaykh Dinze Elo Bekli Matris. Now, the Mishnah Berurah is telling us, if this is the only reason why you had to kasher the handles, this is not a good enough reason. Because this reason would only suffice for metal kalim. Metal is the heat, and it's a conductor to go through the whole entire pot. So the handle, the taste would be absorbed in the handle, just like the whole pot is absorbed with the taste. Because we say, the cham miktsosei cham kuloi. We say, part of it gets hot, the whole part is hot as well. So, however, the Mechaber says, the Mechaber haloi ka'amar kol ha'kelim. So the Mishnah Berurah is asking, the Mechaber is telling us, all kelim. So what's the reason why all kelim, the handles, had to be kashered? Mashma da'af kli cheres u'kli yetz, even an earthenware or a wooden keli, also have to kasher the handles as well. V'chein kasev Mordechai behedya. Mordechai says as well, Mordechai is one of the Rishonim, he is a contemporary of the Rosh, and a Talmud of Maram at Rutenberg, and he says, the eighth parur, a wooden ladle, Sarech lahagil ha-beis yad shaloi, a wooden ladle, you have to kasher the handle. You have, where do you use this ladle? You use the bottom part down there, all the way the handle up here, has to be kashered as well. So, the Mishnah Berurah is now going to tell us two other reasons as to why we have to kasher all handles. Because we just discussed one reason, there can be a total of three reasons. One is because by the metal keli, metal pot, it absorbs in the whole entire pot, handles included. Next reason, we say now, al karchach lechayshin oid, shema kibla hayad, ezepam chametz al de kli rishon, keshe dichu oisai, besoichai lenakos mizuma. The second reason is because a person, when he was washing the pot, it possibly received a chametzdik, a taste from a kli rishon, from the first vessel, when he's taking off the shmutz. So it's possible the heat of the when you're cleaning the pot, it received also that chametz tikka taste in the handles. Now, what about a long frying pan? So he says there's another reason. If a machvas, a frying pan, aladei nitzaytzay shenita zalav miguf hakli. There's another concern. By the frying pan, you have the contents of the food that's inside that splatter sometimes. And they splatter, here's the arm, the handle, and here's the frying pan. And you put things in here, you stir things up. Right, I'm just thinking about I make the liver every Shabbos. Right, so sometimes things splatter. So another third reason as to why Kol HaKelim, says the Mechaber, Tzarech L'Hagil, Yidoyseihem, Kemoyis, and the Kash of the hands as well, the handles as well. Let's go back now on top of the page, directly where we are, to the Ramah. The Ramah continues, Mihu, however, Im Loi Higilu HaYodois, what happens if you did not kasher the hands, you did not purge the handles of the pot? Ein Le'esor B'di'eved. B'di'eved, if it was not done, the pot is not also to use. And even lechatchila, the Ramah tells us there's a possibility of kashering the handle of the pot just through iroi. Iroi is pouring the hot water, as opposed to purging and putting it inside. Now, let's see the Mishnah Sifkan Samach Tes. Ein lesar. If it was not kasher, if the handles were not kashered, we don't have to aser the pot. Afilu b'kli matchis, even in a metal pot, where we say that the taste is absorbed throughout the whole entire pot. Why don't we have to aser it to be used? Mishum damrinan dekeshen shenivlo hachametz b'hayad al de gufakli. Just like we say that the chametz was absorbed into the handle of the pot through the heat from the kli itself, kein ato niflot mimenu. So too, when the pot is being kashered, so the handle is also being kashered, even though the handle is not submerged in the hot water. The reason is because the same way it absorbed the iser, you didn't take the chametz and smear it on the handle. How did the chametz get into it in the first place? By metal kli, because the pot was cooking, and we said it also was absorbed into the handle. So too comes out the same way it got absorbed, it comes out as well. K'boy lekach poltoi. K'enata niflat mimenu al-yidei ha-golo shel guf ha-kli. U'le'idach chshoshois, according to the other concerns, shekosavnu, that we mentioned above, in regards to the washing it, and also the splattering, lo'imach zekinam b'di'eved, we're not going to be concerned about this b'di'eved. There are other possibilities that might exist, but the b'di'eved we're talking about in a b'di'eved type of scenario, we're not concerned with other possibilities. Valkein, therefore, einaf gamino, there's no practical difference. Bein in the mishtamish at of Pesach, beguf hakli, whether it was used now, beguf hakli, osh nishtamish b'hayodis, or it was used with the actual hand of the kli. What does that mean? It's a funny case to me. I haven't really seen this. But let's say you have to take the handle of the kli. You need something to mix something up. You can't find a spoon. You can't find a spatula. You take the actual handle of the kli and you're holding with the other handle, I guess, and you're mixing it up. So in this case, and you use it as a ladle. B'chol gavni ein lasser atavshil b'achila. The food is not usser. Kevin shehigil as gufa kli. Since you kasher the actual kli, so it's not a concern that you didn't kasher the actual yad, the handle of the kli. However, there's one point we have to bring out from here. Aval imloy higil as gufa kli. If you didn't actually kasher the body, the actual pot itself, then you use the handle to stir, to mix the food. So we're talking about it's all hot. Nesa hatavshel adei techivas hayodis bilvad. By sticking the handle into the food and stirring it, then I asa the food. Because I never kashered, and because I never kashered the actual kli. If I never kashered the kli, I can't even entertain the possibility that the handle was kashered. Now, everything we just discussed, this whole case, about using the handle is a scenario when we don't assume that the handle is actually chametz stick. V'chol zeh b'stama. We don't think that the actual handle is chametz stick. Aval b'yodua sh'nishtamshu hayodis b'chametz b'chamin. But if you know for sure that the handle was used with chametz, loisagi behechshe mitzosoy afilu b'diyavid, then it does not help that you kashered the pot, the basic part, the body of the pot, but not the handle of the pot. Because now we're talking about a case where you know for sure that the handle was used for chametz. V'alkein hichmir ha-taz v'oid shari achreinim. That's why the taz and other achreinim are more strict in regards to the handle of the knife. Beketa shel sakin. Shiloi hegiloi, that was not kashered, v'noga haketa v'pesach v'chamin, and then the handle of the knife came in contact and touched hot Pesach, hot food. Lasser af b'diyevet, even to asered b'diyevet. Now we're talking with the knife that was used for chametz throughout the whole year. Mishum deroif apalim magia tash mishach chametz gam beis yad shel sakin. He gives an example now that he says there are times roif apalim, most of the time the handle comes in contact with the hot chametz. Kegoin, he gives an example. Alidei lechem cham chadoime. Right, so this whole discussion here is in preparation for Shabbos. You're cutting the hot challah, and then with a knife or some hot bread with a knife, and he says a very big possibility that the handle itself comes in contact with that chametz. Let's see if we could finish this sif yud beis sif cutting ayin b'diavad. Pirish, we're in the same page now, because just goes the Mishnah Berurah goes to the second column right there. So he says, Pirush, what does it mean, b'diavad? Im nishtamish behem kvar, if it was used already. What does it mean, b'diavad? He said, if you already used that pot, and you did it in kasha, the handles, b'diavad, it's okay. Avu l'chatchilo, os nishtamish behem koidim shiyagal ha-yodis. But l'chatchilo, if you have it, you have to put in your checklist, what do I have to do if the kasher, the pot, including the handles? Even if it's on Pesach, shiyev shela agiloi, then normally you should not be kashering on Pesach. We'll see later on. Let's conclude today with the Mishnah Berurah here with Sifkan Ayin Aleph. La hagiloi aladei irui. That you can also kasher the handles through pouring hot liquid on it. The harei noigin boy kol hashon biyadayim luchlachos. Because throughout the year, the handles of the pot are touched, and people's hands are in the kitchen. They're dirty, they're touching food back and forth, so they should be kashered. V'gam lifleit bazeh es habalua shebalu hayodos aldei nitus hanitzoytzos aleinu kanal. As we said earlier, v'gam lifleit bazeh, to take out the taste that from the handles that was absorbed from the splattering that sometimes things went on the handles as well, like we mentioned earlier in Sifkan Samech Ches. V'im yoda nishtamish b'yodos b'chamin v'chametz b'kli rishon. If you know for sure that the handles absorbed chametz through splattering, I'm sorry, v'im nishtamish, let's just find a place here. If you know for sure that the handles were used b'chamin with hot chametz on the kli rishon, then loy mahani iroi afilu b'diyeved sarich la hagola gamkin b'kli rishon dafka. What he's saying is that if you know for sure that the handles were used with a kli rishon dika iser, in other words, it became osir through a kli rishon, then the iroi, the pouring, does not help, because iroi is not a kli rishon. Iroi is iroi, kli rishon, kli rishon. Then you would have to kasher it also with a kli rishon. Okay, we'll stop here. Mitzvah Shem. On Monday, we'll pick off from Sif Yud Gimel. Have a good Shabbos.